The Conservative Party candidate, 17,000.
The first shock waves were felt in the working class valleys of northern England. Blythe Valley is a former coal mining community, a seat held by the opposition Labour Party since its creation in 1950. On Thursday night, it turned blue for the first time. One by one, supposedly safe Labour seats fell to the Conservatives. Boris Johnson's mantra of get Brexit done broke through. His election gamble paid off.
We get Brexit done on time by the 31st of January. No ifs, no buts, no maybes. Leaving the European Union as one United Kingdom, taking back control of our laws, borders, money, our trade, immigration system, delivering on the democratic mandate of the people.
After 3.5 years of battles, it's clear Brexit is happening.
In the short term, it brings certainty because they've now clearly got the numbers in Parliament to pass the withdrawal agreement bill and also importantly to see off any hostile amendments from the opposition.
Brussels welcomed the clarity that Johnson's victory may bring.
We are ready. The European Union will negotiate in order to have a close cooperation in the future with the UK.
For Labour, the results were a disaster. Leader Jeremy Corbyn said he would not lead the party into the next election. The pro-EU vote was split between opposition parties. Liberal Democrat leader Jo Swinson lost her seat. But Conservative celebrations could be short-lived. Britain could face another cliff edge in just 12 months' time.
There's the option to extend that transition period in July, but so far the Conservatives have said that they're not going to take that, which puts them on quite a breakneck timetable to get the future relationship with the EU wrapped up by December.
US President Donald Trump welcomed Johnson's victory, writing on Twitter that a trade deal with Britain could be more lucrative than any deal with the EU. Most trade experts disagree. The election could lead to the breakup of Britain. The Scottish National Party won 48 out of 59 seats in Scotland. Leader Nicola Sturgeon said that constitutes a big mandate for another referendum on Scottish independence. And for the first time, Northern Ireland elected more nationalist than unionist MPs. So the once distant prospect of a united Ireland appears closer. This was a thumping Conservative victory, but one confined mainly to England. Boris Johnson seems certain to deliver Brexit. He may also be the last Prime Minister of a United Kingdom. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.